Hey guys, I'm Alex.
And I'm Drew.
And today on the Two Man Comic Book Club podcast, we're taking a look at Mr. Miracle by Tom King and Mitch Gerards. Let's go.
Show the camera, and it was all super overexposed, so I hope you liked that.
Yeah, you can get a picture and track it onto it.
And actually now that I realize, I've been putting that awesome new animated logo that we got from Tess over the beginning, so nobody's that's watching that's even going to see what we're talking about. That's good TV.
You're just going to have to trust us that it was there.
Yeah.
Mr. Miracle. There's going to be a lot for us to cover, a lot of explanation. We have a few things on house cleaning to do, housekeeping, before we get into that. But this book might be the first, maybe I can be proved wrong here, but I think this might be the first one that we picked purely based on the track record that we have with the writer, where we're kind of quickly becoming heavy fans of Tom King.
And also, like, I've just heard stories.
Right.
Just like people, like I've heard like Mr. Miracle's good. I've heard it enough times that it was just like once we saw, oh, it's Tom King, then let's give it a shot.
Right.
There has been a lot of Mr. Miracle before this. So for those purists out there, this isn't like an origin story, but it's a good jumping on point anyway.
Especially for modern readers, because this is a pretty new book. I can't remember when this came out, but in the last couple of years, it's definitely not old at all.
I heard 17. Yeah, October 2017.
Yeah, okay, so in the last 3 years or so, 3 or 4 years, it's relatively new. I know it's an Eisner-winning short run on comics. And
if you've heard Alex mentioning Strange Adventures, it's like the same creative team practically.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, so Tom King and Mitch Gerards are the same team that work on both Strange Adventures and Mr. Miracle. The main difference being that Strange Adventures also has Doc Shaner doing that dual art as it changes throughout. But yeah,
that's right.
Highly regarded a DC title. I will not be surprised if some of our more casual fans have never heard of Mr. Miracle.
I'm the quote-unquote two-man DC guy, and I don't think I knew who Mr. Miracle was until we started recording this podcast and I started diving in a little bit deeper. So
I'm the same way.
And I feel like maybe I had gotten to know Adam Strange in passing. Like maybe he popped up in a book or something. And I knew the name. Mm-hmm. But yeah, like we're trying to give you that. That's the thing. Like you can get on YouTube, you can check most podcasts, and they're giving you like the newest things. And we're just like, hey, these are cool characters. Maybe you don't know. Like I don't know how many true experts there are that listen to what we do.
Right.
You know, who if there might have been some that gave us a try and then they hear me bumble around. But, you know. Comics is filled with awesome characters like Mr. Miracle. So we just want to show you the weird ones. I mean, me and Alex regularly talk about the fact that we haven't covered Batman.
Yeah. No, there's a ton.
We haven't covered Spider-Man.
Yeah. No Spider-Man. We've covered Sam Wilson, Captain America. There's a lot of major characters that we haven't covered. We start off covering a very obscure mutant.
Yeah.
You know,
the worst X-Men ever.
Just a one-off run.
Bailey.
So we're just going to stick to our roots and keep going with some characters that you might not have
heard.
Just
so you know, I mean, the plan is definitely to eventually, if you're with us for the long haul, you're going to get a Batman story. You're going to get a Spider-Man story.
Yeah.
A Wonder Woman story. Thor. Like a full Thor thing. You know, it'll happen. But this is a cool little, not even side trail story. Mm-hmm. It's relevant. And apparently, like, we were watching some videos before this prepping, and they mentioned that one of the backgrounds from this is getting his own show. Is that still happening? Is New Gods still getting a movie?
I think they're still discussing it. I think that might have been recorded also whenever they knew the Snyder Cut was going to be leaning into the New Gods stuff a little bit more.
Okay.
So I don't know if that's what he's referencing.
Yeah.
I hope they do a New Gods show, or a movie. But they're going to have to, just like I imagine with the comic books, like, you know, we read a lot of comics and still didn't. We had to do some homework to actually get some context of who these characters were. So
And
same thing will be true of the films.
Getting a little ahead of ourselves because we have a few things we need to do before we actually get to Mr. Miracle.
Yeah.
But we just we have 10% of a plan of what we want to do when we start these episodes.
Right.
So, but yeah, sorry, I got a little off topic, a little too soon. But Alex, what you been reading, yo?
I want to start off by saying I had a minor catastrophe in my home this week with my plumbing. I'll spare you the details, but the plumbing went the wrong way. We'll say that much. It's all good now. You know, we're recording in my home right now. So, but it was a trying 48 hours. We're actually recording a day later than we wanted to because of that mishap. But
and because of that, sadly, Torrance is once again missing. He's not feeling so well. So if we'd done it, been able to yesterday, maybe he would have been here. Everybody, Torrance is still with us. We just the schedules haven't worked out. So.
Yeah, he'll be bouncing in and out you know, for all eternity.
Hi, Torrance.
Yeah, what's up, Tor? Tor, speaking of Tor, I just started Habibi, which he lended me that he was talking about. It's a thick boy.
Yeah.
I should have brought it. It's in the other room right now. But checking out that one, I'm barely scratched the surface. Obviously, been reading this Mr. Miracle stuff in prep for this. And then, if you're on our Discord, you already heard some of this. But I had this thought the other day. I was like, man, it was actually in response to me thinking, why do I not know about Mr. Miracle? Why do I not know about the new gods and all this stuff? And I was like, how do I get on par my DC knowledge with my Marvel knowledge? And I was like, you know, the New 52 is a pretty massive six-ish years of comics. I bet they're all on, or at least mostly all on, the DC Infinite app. Why don't I just try to read all of the New 52? Which is a hilarious thing to say out loud.
Yeah, I mean, for a multitude of reasons, because there is a ginormous amount of comics.
Yeah.
And two, DC's rebooted a few times since then.
Right.
But we also talked about it on the Discord. New 52 was built for the exact reason that Alex is talking about it. Like, I've recently gone back and started trying to pick up some Superman titles, and I just picked a random number.
Right.
Like 2018. I just started, and I'm starting to try to start the continuity. And even me, a guy who grew up listening to reading Superman and stuff, I had no idea what was going on. And before the New 52, like, it was 10 times worse than that. Like, people would go to the store and be like, I haven't picked up a Justice League title in a while. And you pick it up and you open it up and you're like, Bruce Wayne's not Batman? What?
Yeah.
What? Superman's off the planet? What? You know, and all this crazy stuff. So they like they put a hard stop on everything and everything rebooted.
Right.
With the New 52. Unfortunately, didn't go over so well. Like, people didn't love it so much. There was some good stuff in there. And, you know, 5 years later, they rebooted it with Rebirth or something like that.
And but that's been rebooted, correct?
Yes. I think right now.
Right.
Currently, we're in the middle of a reboot in 2021. But if your goal is to learn about DC heroes.
Which it is.
I think, either New 52, which would be an excellent jumping on point because everybody's going to get a re-origin story.
Right.
Or Rebirth. But yeah, like... as soon as Alex shared that, I was like, you know, it's been rebooted. And as soon as I said, I was like, but that would be pretty cool.
Yeah,
you know?
It's not quite.
It would
quite
give you the at least knowledge to where maybe you wouldn't come into some of these titles. Yeah,
yeah.
Totally.
And it's
clueless.
I think it's real tempting for us to hear like, oh, that was rebooted and think that that means the exact same thing as retconned. You know, Batman's still Batman in Rebirth as he's in New 52. So sure, they might like tweak a few things here and there, but like the goal I think of all of these is just here's a clean jumping on point, because I mean it's all down to money, right? For them, they gotta sell books, and if people are not picking up books because it is a continuity mess, you know, they gotta start over, and all those number ones are supposed to be a good jumping on point. So
I mean, it's a lot easier to start in 2011, I think that's when it was, than 1938.
Oh yeah,
1934.
And whatever. I'll go back and read the hits, you know, the selects from those eras.
Have you jumped into any yet, or are you still?
So okay. I started on Batman Zero or Year Zero.
Is that,
issue Zero Years?
Is that the one that starts Court of Owls?
I think it might.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. I don't know for sure, but I've started on that. I've only read a couple issues. There's a excellent collection run on Comic Book Herald, my go-to for finding out how to read these in the right order. So I'm running through that, and just truly my toenail is in the water.
Once I get, like, I'm about maybe 20 books from finishing the run that I'll talk about in a second. Maybe I'll go back and join you. Like, send me that a link to that Comic Book Herald. We'll put it in the Discord too, in case anybody wants to follow along with that.
And that's a channel, Drew and Alex read New 52.
Yeah.
That'd be cool. Just to get insight and kind of maybe we'll be able to put in some nice jump points like, oh, this run is okay, but this Aquaman run, Jeff's Kiss. If any of you listen to Fat Man Beyond, you'll know what Jeff's Kiss is and not Chef's Kiss. It's pretty self-explanatory, I think. But anyway, also, I got these cool little things to show you that I just picked up. I didn't pick them up yesterday. They were given to me yesterday by my... He's essentially my uncle. It's my wife's uncle. Or it's also Tori's uncle. Excuse me. He got these from a friend of his that is like a... He's a comic book nerd, but in a weird sense of the word. Like, he doesn't necessarily just sit around. He likes classic comic books. So I got these two books. Let me get them real quick. These are essentially... This first one's called Mail Order Mysteries, and it's real stuff from old comic book ads. And it's an entire book about the ads.
Like the X-ray specs.
Right. All the cool trinkets and toys you can get in it. So I'm going to let Drew check this one out for a second. And then this other one, it's a bigger one, is called Life of the Party, a visual history of the S.S. Adams Company making of pranks and magic for 100 years. So in the same wheelhouse as far as just like magic books and the true classic things that
I
used to come
in the
comic
books. That looked like this back whenever I was checking the spinner racks in the 90s and stuff.
Here, I'll hold this one up for the camera here.
And I'll hold this one up for the camera here.
Yeah. This one is more magic industry and prank stuff. More, again, they're by the same guy. What's his name? Kirk Damaris. Apparently, my uncle knows the guy pretty well.
Nice.
Gave these guys to him, and Lynn knew that I was a comic book nerd and was like, hey, I think you might appreciate this. So, been thumbing through those and just seeing some cool stuff. It's funny how comics have changed over the year.
If you could maybe at some point just scroll through and take some pictures of some of the cool pages.
Yeah.
And I'll pop them up right here.
Boom, boom, boom.
So just give me three of them.
Yeah, I'll find them. But yeah, that's basically it. Been slightly down on my reading, but I'm going to catch up. What about you? What you been reading?
A whole bunch of stuff that all started from the Discord conversation. Seriously, we've mentioned it a few times.
Yeah, jump on the Discord.
There is a link in the show notes. And in YouTube, possibly one right here.
Yeah. And just a real quick call to action, please like and subscribe to this video if you're watching us on YouTube. Follow us, subscribe wherever you get your podcast. Follow us on social media. We're real easy. I mean, we could give you all the links now if you wanted, but if you Google Two Man Comic Book Club Podcast or search for us anywhere, you're going to find us at this point. So what you been reading, yo?
Yeah. So we had a little conversation, and I think Ryan brought something up, a new guy. He actually has a podcast himself. Look up the Cosmic Campfire. He's got a podcast and a YouTube channel. Seriously, check those out. I've been listening to those. I'm going to get back to those in just a second. But he made a comment about some Superman titles, and it was just I just started kicking myself at the fact that I don't think I've read a Superman title since American Alien. Maybe even Secret
Identity.
With the
exception of what we covered.
Well, yeah, Secret Identity, Superman.
Right.
So I just, he made a comment about something I remembered. Oh, and I also read the Brian Michael Bendis Man of Steel run. So I jumped to that and just kind of picked that time, and I was like, all right, I'm gonna go and start reading the stories that happen after that. So I found the Superman, like, started back in mid 2018 with Superman number one, because they started the numbers back over when Bendis jumped on, and then I jumped over to the Action Comics that was that same time, and I started reading those in parallel. And then I got to a point where I was like, what's this deal? Why is Supergirl infected by the Batman Who Laughs? So I went back and I read the Batman Who Laughs storyline, which led me to having to jump over to Superman Batman.
Yeah.
Well, and now I finished the Supergirl run up to what is out now. And I am like four or five episodes, what is out on DC Universe. Sorry. And now I'm like 4 or 5 issues from being caught up with the current, what is on DC Universe for Batman, Superman, Superman, and Action Comics.
Can we get a term established for what that is? The act of starting a comic book and realizing that we're missing context, so we hop back a story, and this never-ending, insert the term that I'm trying to find now.
I don't know. Like,
because I've done that many times.
I mean, I think I referred to it as rabbit hole, you know, having to go back down the rabbit hole. But there's probably something better. Maybe. And if I try to think of
rabbit holing as a placeholder for now, at least I don't hate that.
But if you have a better idea, or if there is a term for that and you know it, reach out to us and let us know. But yeah, so I did that, and that's kind of where I've been existing for a while. Mm-hmm. But also, like I mentioned in Ryan's podcast, Cosmic Campfire, I went back because I didn't know he had that. I think maybe I knew something a long time ago and just what I didn't have time to listen. So I went back to the beginning of it and started listening, and he has all these different like comic creators on week to week, and they're talking about their Kickstarter books and indie books. Mm-hmm. And I was just like, so I got on Kickstarter and accidentally backed like 4 or 5 books.
Whoops.
Yeah. And also ordered some other books because Ryan had them on his podcast, and they sounded cool. So they are out of the Kickstarter phase. So I went in and just found their website and ordered some. So I haven't actually started reading those yet because none of them have come in, but I've got like, there was one that's like a young comic book company, Covenant Comics. Mm-hmm. I just ordered their entire catalog because it's like 15 books.
Oh,
so
cool.
they're pretty young. So I ordered all of them and I'm going to read those soon. And there's another guy, Quinn. Oh God, I should have looked this up before I started. Anyway, he has a bunch of really cool ones. One's like about like saltwater or something like that. You know, you would
did
think
you just kind of go down the rabbit hole of Kickstarter and just type in
books. You don't even have to do that. You go to Kickstarter, and one of the top options is comics and illustration.
Oh wow!
So I clicked on that, and then you can sort it by location. Mm-hmm. And I found a Kickstarter for one in Fort Smith.
Nice.
Arkansas, and I found a Kickstarter for one in Fayetteville.
Ah.
So I backed them because I was like, they looked pretty good. And I was just like, I'm going to go ahead and back these because if they're good, maybe we could have them on. You know? So I haven't actually started reading those yet because none of this stuff has come in and some of them are still in the Kickstarter phase. But yeah, so thank you, Ryan, for
opening... Making Drew spend money.
Yeah, making me spend money. But it's good. So I've been trying to do some of that, you know. And so in another couple of weeks, the What You've Been Reading is going to be filled with Kickstarter indie comics.
Nice. That's super cool. Here's a fun thing. I was at Poor John's. Shout out to Poor John's. We're not sponsored, but maybe one day. I was eating my breakfast sandwich with my wife, and I looked over, and Chris, the owner, was opening his mail, and I think 80% of what he was opening were comic books and trade paperbacks and floppies.
Awesome.
And I was like, okay, that's super cool. Because I don't think I introduced him to comics by any stretch of the imagination. He's been doing it way longer than I have, but he's definitely been like trading floppies with me and sending me stuff. And we've been kind of trading books for a while. And it was cool to look over and see he opened up the first trade for Matt Fraction's Hawkeye that I think I'd recommended to him at one point. And then he is fallen down the rabbit hole of Black Hammer, that indie that I let him borrow a while ago. So he's buying all the new spinoffs of that. I think it's Jeff Lemire and team are doing a bunch of cool stuff. I don't know if they're doing all the spinoffs, but it seems like Black Hammer is turning into a pretty significant book for
Dark
Horse.
Did you say crossover? Is that involving Black Hammer also?
Yes. I guess that's technically minor spoilers, but
there are
several indie crossovers of some cool stuff.
Is it all like Dark Horse or is it like pulling from other
I know for a fact franchises? That Image, Dark Horse, I'm pretty sure Vertigo, and I don't know if they got the big two to play or not, but it's a lot of the big writers. I mean, Donnie Cates.
Yeah.
And who's writing the next one? Issue 7's about to come out or is coming out. And I think Chip Zdarsky, who's doing the current Daredevil run and obviously has done a ton of awesome stuff. I think he's writing that one, and they're They're doing some really cool stuff with it.
That's come up in Ryan's podcast that I've been listening to, like a lot of people talking about crossover. So,
oh, cool. I have those six issues. I should let you borrow.
I need to, well, you let me borrow Black Hammer.
To read first.
And I still haven't
made
it to that because I'm like, it's sitting on my coffee table, just waiting, taunting me every day that I don't read it.
I feel you.
But like, I'm serious, like 15, 20 comics, I'll be caught up with my Superman stuff. Mm-hmm. And then I'm going week to week with those. And I'll try, I'll jump into Black Hammer. And, you know, Alex and Drew, read the New 52. Dude, it rhymes.
Yeah.
Hashtag Alex and Drew, read the New 52.
We're doing it. Now we have to.
Yeah.
Because we can't rhyme our stuff with Rebirth without getting weird. Alex and Drew give birth while reading Rebirth.
I was going to say, Alex and Drew read the New 52, but Firth, they have to read Rebirth. But that's not actually true because Rebirth comes afterwards. If one of us had a lisp,
that would work perfectly. Cool. Anything else on the what you've been reading front?
I felt like there was something else I needed to mention, but I've managed to forget it.
Yeah, I almost just did my default of mentioning that I'm still working and chipping away at X-Men, but I don't think I've read a single X book this week, which I'm kind of disappointed in myself. Kind of get caught up because I'm starting to see like little winks of spoilers. It makes me so mad because I can't stay current. There's just too many. It's the same thing, right? Yeah. Like you get on Netflix and the thing that you watch is you watching trailers or scrolling through potential titles to watch all night. So,
oh, speaking of Netflix, I tweeted something earlier today. We have like a few minutes before we're going to have to stop for a break.
Right.
So there's not enough time to get a Mr. Miracle.
Right.
So it's time for one of Drew's tangents. Have you ever watched Happy Endings, the sitcom? It was on like ABC or NBC or Fox or something. Like this was back before New Girl came out. It was like a really New Girl type of show before
it's
New
possible
Girl.
Possible.
It
I've
has some of the same characters from it.
Oh, okay. It's possible.
Like Coach, he was originally on this. Anyway, I just got to the end of the series today, and in the irony of all ironies, Happy Endings. I mean, I guess you could argue it had a happy ending, but it was, I think it's kind of known for having kind of a letdown ending.
Right.
But regardless, I could feel that it was the end. Like I purposely didn't check to see how many episodes were in season three because I didn't want to know it was coming. And in the last like 3 minutes, I was like, oh God, this is it. And I just started crying.
Yeah.
And so that's who I am now. I'm the guy who cries at the end of sitcoms.
That's okay.
Yeah.
I cried once.
What was it like?
Tony Stark had just snapped his fingers.
Oh, okay. I was about to ask, what was it from?
Yeah. You know,
and I thought you were going to say, oh, it was dust.
Yeah.
It was dust in my eye.
No, it was serious loss and turmoil. It's a dark time in my life.
I think that... Now knowing it's coming, like when the time comes in another 5 or 6 years when we're coming up to a big moment and it's time to rewatch the entirety of the MCU again, I'm going to be a blubbering idiot whenever I get to that moment.
Yeah.
Because I'm going to know it's coming. I don't think I've watched Endgame since the theater. So, yeah.
Wow. That's crazy. I've watched it a lot. I was super proud in that moment. I looked over and my wife was also crying. I was like, I love her.
Yeah.
She gets me. I mean, of course, the whole theater was kind of pretty solemn. Mm-hmm. It was a heavy moment. How are we doing on time?
We're going to have to take a break pretty soon. I mean, we could attempt to give a Mr. Miracle background and then take a break.
I think it's worth doing that. We'll try in the next 5 minutes. Okay, so we're going to cover Mr. Miracle, and the run is not the most recent, actually. I think there is a current Mr. Miracle run, but this run is by Tom King. Writing. Mitch Gerards did the pencils, inks, and colors. Both of those dudes are also on Strange Adventures, like we mentioned earlier. Clayton Cowles did the letters. Nick Darrington did this cover. And then just for this first issue, I'm going to go ahead and give all the other credits, and then we'll just do the main squad afterwards. So it looks like Mitch also did a variant cover. Molly Mahan is the associate editor. James S. Rich is another editor, and then they gave a special thanks to Rebecca Taylor and Mark Doyle, and then, of course, Mr. Miracle was created by the King, Jack Kirby. If you don't know who Jack Kirby is, please unsubscribe.
If I were listening, I might have had to unsubscribe had I not been on the podcast. And well, I do now. Didn't when we started the podcast.
Wow.
Yeah, I may have heard the name, okay, but I didn't know. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
It's like, a little harsh.
We're here to teach.
Yeah,
go gurgle it.
Kirby, kind of a significant name in comics, yeah.
for Marvel and DC.
Oh yeah,
both.
Okay, so I'm going to give you just a little context on the New Gods first, not necessarily Mr. Miracle, because I'm sure that'll come up naturally as we jump into it. But essentially, I had trouble with this because I hadn't quite figured out who all these other characters were. Like, I knew the New Gods were a thing. I knew they were from Fourth World, and I knew they were created by comics writing and drawing legend Jack Kirby. But essentially, the New Gods are exactly what they sound like. They're new gods. So for any of those that have seen Thor Ragnarok, this Ragnarok-like event happened to the old gods, like your I think they're referring to like Greek gods and stuff like that in this story, your Poseidons and your whatevers. And the new gods took over. And they were in this old world. I forget the original name of the world, but this world that had the original old gods split into two. It was Apocalypse and New Genesis. Is that correct? Remember that correctly?
Yeah.
The quote-unquote good new gods went to New Genesis, and then Apocalypse is where the other guys went. And a lot of the time I hear them referenced as like kind of a heaven and hell-esque type of place. But essentially, they're just like in this eternal battle for the greater good of whatever they're trying to accomplish. I'm still, you know, learning. But I do know that they live outside of the multiverse. So that's a kind of an important context thing.
I think I heard him say outside of space and time.
Yeah.
I've always wondered how that works, but anyway, that's just
aside. They essentially have been, the new gods have been in many different continuities and stories, but they're the same new gods every time because they're coming from outside of multiverse. They can visit anywhere in space and time, really, with these things called boom tubes, which I've kind of come to see that are just like this transportation cyber tube ray thing. I don't know. You'll see it in some of the art, I'm sure. They have a very popular member. I think most people, a lot of people that have seen the DC stuff will know who Darkseid is. He's essentially like Thanos. He actually came before Thanos, and I think Thanos was pretty heavily inspired by him, but he's like the big character thing most of you know. There's a lot of more obscure characters. How are we doing on time over here?
Got a minute.
Got about a minute. Essentially, we're going to be taking a look at a specific new god named Mr. Miracle. Well, his name's Scott Free, but he goes by Mr. Miracle. And his thing is that he is the ultimate escape artist. It's kind of his big thing, but also a god. So take with that what you will. He's a very interesting backstory. He is the son of the High Father, who is the big guy on New Genesis. But he is raised, well, you'll come to find, on Apocalypse by Darkseid and another new god named Granny Goodness, due to him being traded for Darkseid's son in order to keep the peace and where they are. So I think that's enough of a little backstory. We'll definitely give you some more context as we go on. But we're going to take a quick break, and then we'll jump into issue one of Mr. Miracle. We'll be right back.
Huzzah!
All right, we're going to get started with Mr. Miracle.
Actually, I'd like to interrupt you.
Okay.
Did you know that when I was young, I was a magician?
I don't think I knew that.
Yeah. In probably fifth, sixth grade, maybe fourth, somewhere in there, I decided I wanted to be an illusionist. So I learned some tricks. I performed for a kindergarten class once. And one of the tricks I did was escaping from chains. I always wanted a straitjacket because I wanted to learn how to get out of that. But yeah, I wish I'd remembered that and I would have figured out. I would have done an escape live on the show.
Especially appropriate.
Maybe that'll be a Patreon tier. If we get people to contribute
Drew's magic show.
Up to $25 a month, I will do, yeah, I'll do a magic show, a full blown magic show.
Wow.
With
I'll have to join our Patreon.
All the jokes that are jokes. that's the truth. All the magic tricks that are really basically jokes. But yeah, I was an escapologist, just like Mr. Miracle.
Yes.
I just wanted to share that.
Well, speaking of Mr. Miracle, how's that for a segue? We're going to get into issue one once again. Tom King, Mitch Gerards, Clayton Cowles, and Nick Darrington are on this. So I'm going to preface this whole thing until we get more context. I'm going to trust fall into Tom King's beautifully manicured hands and trust that he's going to walk us through this whole thing, because he's done so far such a great job with all the other books I've read. So we open up, and first I want to just get this out of the way right away. I love the art. Mitch Gerards is really, really great artist, and the style is very cool, especially some of this is like straight up classic pop comic book style with the three dots.
Oh, we have a guest.
Little Rue is here. Don't start knocking stuff off of us. Let's move you this way. There we go. Sorry about the podcat. Hopefully she'll go take a nap podcat in a second. If not, we'll have to have her removed. Anyway, so we start with Mr. Miracle. He's just kind of sitting there in this full page spread, and he's just staring off into the distance somewhere. And there's like this voice, we don't know where it's coming from, or this caption. I don't believe this is internal monologue. It just says, is he a master of spectacular trickery, or is he something more? And then you swipe to the next panel, and we get this very, very jarring. Actually, if you're someone that reads along, I apologize if you just went that way. This is a warning.
Yeah.
There's some mature content. Yeah. This is not sexually explicit, but it is definitely heavy content.
If you have a trouble with blood or gore, you might not watch the YouTube video of this one.
Yeah. Also, I feel like this is a responsible thing for us to do. This book sometimes, to at least some extent, touches on suicide. Mm-hmm. If you or a loved one are struggling with such things, we're going to put the number right up here on the screen and also be a link in the description for you to contact. There's definitely some essence of that right here. So please seek help if you are having such thoughts. So we see Mr. Miracle in almost full costume. He does not have his gloves on. He does not have his mask on. He's sitting in his bathroom against the wall by the toilet, and it looks like his wrists have been cut, and there's kind of blood all over the place. It's a lot of blood on the screen. It's not explicitly graphic. You're not seeing a bunch of cuts and gashes and stuff. But this monologue, what is this? The narration, I guess I should say, is saying, you will have to decide when you confront the strangest, most incredible hero ever to appear in comics. You will see what he does. You will wonder how he does it. But always, waiting in the wings are his two greatest enemies, the men who challenge himself and death himself. So, that is the opening for Mr. Miracle. We swipe to the next page, and we see who we kind of imply is a young boy, Scott Free, who Mr. Miracle is. And he's drawing, and I'm just going to read some of this page. It says, and the teacher says to the whole class, draw whatever you want. When they're done, the teacher asks them what they've drawn, and the children say, dinosaurs, hearts, superheroes, anything, doesn't matter. The one child says, I drew God. So when the teacher says, that's very nice, but no one knows what God looks like, and the child, without a second hesitation, says, yeah, until now, which is a nice little baby Easter egg to plant somewhere. We do get some references on looking upon the face of a god later on, which I think is appropriate. But this next panel, we get a lot of instances of this kind of iconic 9-panel layout where a lot of action happens.
Once we get past here, I feel like you're hard-pressed to find something that's not a 9-panel grid.
Right.
Like, I've read up through 6 issues, and I feel like even through then, most of them are like this, if not all of them.
Yeah. So essentially, I'm going to walk through the first little bit of this and then hand off to Drew to do some of this. We're walking through these panels of the fallout of whatever we just saw. We saw Scott leaning up against this bathroom wall with blood all over him. And then this panel in the top left, we see Scott being resuscitated by an ambulance. We see an ambulance taking him off. We see a waiting room with a character who is very out of place as far as just like it does not look like your normal patron of a waiting room, sitting there mourning. And then we see this This is a very crucial part right here in the middle far left panel. We see it's fully black. It's very striking against all of the color and the style of Mitch Gerard's art. It just says Darkseid is, period. That is it. It doesn't say the word period. A period is there. Just Darkseid is. So that's going to be a reoccurring motif throughout all of this, I believe. Then we see him getting bandages on his wrists. Then we see somebody mourning again, talking about they want to keep him overnight, that he can and have to stay there. And he's watching TV of himself, seemingly, at one point, of him as doing Mr. Miracle escape things. You know, it's kind of probably an interesting spot to be in. And he's discussing with this lady who we're kind of implying maybe was the person who was in the waiting room. They should maybe discuss, like, what has happened. You know, like, we should talk about it. And Drew, I'll let you take some of this next page.
And basically, he eventually gets discharged. And it just keeps cutting to, like, different images. Like,
yeah.
Somebody scrubbing up blood. Mm-hmm. And him walking around. And there's always, like, anytime he's in public, it seems like there's these talking bubbles around him of people talking about him around him. Like,
yeah.
Why'd Scott do it? You know, Scott, talk to your fans. Oh, actually, that was a bunch of paparazzi.
Yeah.
That's why. But yeah, and he's just ignoring them. And they get home. And he has this giant poster of Mr. Miracle that's actually the cover of one of the old comic books, which is kind of cool. Mm-hmm. But it just keeps, it just shows him a bunch of different times just sitting there, kind of like looking at his wrists. And still, you know, I think that there's still somebody talking to him. And then finally we see this girl laying in his lap, which I still think she hasn't been introduced to us yet.
Correct.
But you can tell that they're close. And we get another of those Darkseid is panels.
Mm-hmm.
And then radiating light explosion type thing to end the page. And you turn it. And
also should note that the onomatopoeia for that is boom.
Yeah, yeah. So if you were listening earlier and you heard Alex talking about a boom tube, you wouldn't be surprised to know that somebody's coming out of that. And I don't know if it says it here. I'm just going to go ahead and say who it is. It's Orion,
mm-hmm.
one of the new gods.
Correct.
And he's just basically, he comes in and he's accosting Scott. He's like, Scott, stand. And Scott, like, he doesn't want to, but finally he walks over. He's like standing, and Orion punches him, knocks him to the ground, and he says, stand. And he just keeps doing that for a while. And, you know, Scott is bloody, and Orion just keeps doing it multiple times and getting angrier and angrier. And we get another of those Darkseid is panels. And finally, the person who was asleep on his lap wakes up, and he's like, what are you doing? And Orion says, I'm teaching. And she says, teaching, who do you think you are? And this is where he says, I'm Orion, son of Darkseid. So that was, you know, mm-hmm. I just jumped that a few panels. And they just have, they're just like, no, you're not. You're the son of the High Father. And they argue and just convince him that he needs to get out of there. And Orion says, Mother Box, home. And he gets away. And finally, we see Scott saying, Barda. And
yeah.
So we know that's Big Barda,
mm-hmm.
one Which of the is, other new gods.
Yeah, an iconic new god character who has been longstanding a love interest for Scott Free, a.k.a. Mr. Miracle.
Yeah, and Scott looks up at her, and this I don't know if this is important, if this is going to come back later, but he's like, your eyes, they're brown. She's like, they've always been brown. She's like, no, they used to be blue. I'm wondering, oh, there's a cat clawing my lap.
Oh, Rue, you're the worst.
Uh-huh. It was cute for a while. So I don't know. I'm wondering, is there something there about maybe a different time, or maybe things have changed, or he's just has a concussion.
Right.
I don't know.
Yeah. And she's kind of asking, how hard did they hit you? And then we go to this next page.
This is pretty wild. This next section, like, we'll talk about it a little bit, but
it's
interesting.
Dominatingly black.
And dark.
Yeah. Again, warning for this type of thing, like, none of the stuff has been like depicted art style wise in a what I would argue is like overtly graphic, where they're like showing flesh being injured. but there's a lot of implication. So it says Darkseid is, again, but the page is entirely black with the same layout, but there's much less white dominating the page. And we see Mr. Miracle in this iconic magic trick, right, with the guy in the giant tube of water, the tank, and he's trying to escape, and it just says, oh, my God. Oh, my God. And Jesus. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Holy Christ. All this stuff, and it's progressively showing what looks like him struggling and blood entering this tank that he's in, and to the point of where it's like hyper-saturated with the amount of blood that's in there. And just as you think, like, it's getting bad, 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 he walks out from behind the curtain, just slightly on side two of the stage, and lets all the blood out of the thing, and to ruckus applause of him being this incredible escape artist, as he has been through the continuity of all of his comics. And he walks over, and he sits down, and we find out he's on this talk show. It looks like the Gottfried, Late Night with Gottfried, I think is what it's called, which I believe is also a... There's some New God reference in that as well.
Okay.
Somebody named Gottfried. Okay. I can't remember the exact context.
You know, he's also a new God named Scott Free.
That's true.
Gottfried, I don't know.
Right, yeah. So we get one more time, everyone, for Mr. Miracle. And then they basically the classic interview style thing. And I'll just read some of this right here just to give you context of what they're talking about. It says, now, Mr. Miracle, before we get everything, and I mean everything, we are all, I think, wondering the same thing, and it's probably something that we should address. And Mr. Miracle says, of course. And they're like, a month ago, it was reported that you tried to, I don't know if the right words, you know what I'm saying, you tried something new. And Mr. Miracle is, you know, it's the classic scene of the talk show host maybe asking pressing questions that would normally be a little more private and personal. The audience laughing about it like it's a nonchalant thing. And he's like, well, we're all here, Mr. Miracle. We'd like you to take a moment for your fans to explain, or if you don't want to, whatever you want. And then we get another Darkseid Is panel. And then Mr. Miracle's like, no, I want to. It's important to people to know, for you to know, Godfrey. I want everyone to know what happened. It wasn't important. It was a trick. And we see Darkseid Is again. He says, I've been doing a lot of escapes lately, and a bunch of them are some really harder ones, and I've just really been pushing myself. And I just wanted to ask the question, you know, what is it that you can't escape? What is something that you shouldn't escape? And he came with the occlusion of death. Nobody escapes death. So he killed himself, and that's it. And then it looks like things start distorting almost, like reality's kind of been like progressively distorting during all these nine panel art, and it just continues to progress more and more. And like, I don't know, Drew, how do you think with the best way to describe this progressing?
I wasn't necessarily thinking reality until just now, but it just looks to me like we're watching a VHS copy of an old video. That's what it looked like to me.
Yeah, I guess, and so it does look TV-esque, you know, and like it's just seeing the lines.
Maybe you've watched it a bunch of times and the magnetism starting to go out of it. Mm-hmm. And so things are jumping, things are distorting, and I don't know, that's what I was thinking. So it's, or maybe it's slowly getting distorted because of what's the content. I don't know, like,
right.
But yeah, it just looks like you know, if you were to take a VHS tape and put it over a candle for a while and then try to play it.
Right. I guess the big plot point here is that at the end of this, the final question he asks the talk show host, Godfrey, he says, did you really escape? I mean, death, right? Did you escape death, Mr. Miracle? And then he's just kind of staring at him and he says, what? And then it just kind of goes to a commercial break and it's over.
It was
and then
weird.
We go to like, another panel.
It makes me feel like something's been deleted.
Yeah.
Like that's kind of the vibe I got. It was just mm-hmm. like, what? And, or maybe the Godfrey guy who was reading the room and he was just like, oh, this is something weird just happened.
Right.
We got to go.
Right.
Let's get a word from our sponsors.
Asking difficult questions for sure. But anyway, I'll let you take this next change of pace here.
Yeah. So we jump back presumably to the present because as we look at Scott, we see his wrists are still bandaged up, but they're just walking along a beach. And he's walking with the High Father. That's his name, right?
Yeah.
I almost said All Father.
Yeah, but that's, the High Father.
That's Thor. Mm-hmm. And they're just walking along the beach, and he's like, I heard you came for me. And he's like, I heard
your brother came by.
And he's like, he's not my brother. And they just have that. Meanwhile, Barda is over Instagramming or something like that on the beach.
Sunbathing.
Mm-hmm. And they start talking about something that I had forgot it existed.
Mm-hmm.
The dark side and his anti-life equation.
Right.
So did that come up at the end of the Snyder Cut?
They were chasing it, essentially. Okay, okay, that's okay. What Steppenwolf was after for Darkseid.
At this point in July of 2021, I have no idea what the anti-life equation is. So I might be missing something. But so they're just walking along, and with the equation, he basically says, with the equation, this is the High Father,
mm-hmm.
That Darkseid can change whatever he wants to in reality.
Right.
And they just keep walking along. And then before too long, we jump, and Scott is back as Mr. Miracle.
Mm-hmm.
And he's talking to this little short guy, smoking a cigar, and he's like, oh, I got these new handcuffs. Yeah. I can't think of the word handcuffs.
They're like a really high-tech, impossible-to-break-out-of version of handcuffs.
From Thanagar.
Yeah, so, which is also a cross-reference to Strange Adventures, where they hang out with Thanagar and Ran.
So, I'm sorry.
You're good? It gets a little dry in here after talking for such extended amount of time. We try to keep our throats hydrated so you can continue to hear these sultry notes from us. I've been there, done that.
So he's trying to get out of these restraints. Mm-hmm. And he does it, and he walks off. And
it's also important to note that while he was doing this, they were talking, and this guy that made these restraints was repeating the same story of the little boy drawing God teacher arguing, nobody knows what God looks like.
And we're still getting dark side panels.
More aggressively, like they're filling up more of the page now.
Yeah. But after the guy tells the story, you know, they're just, Scott's looking at him weird, like after he says, until now, mm-hmm. like, why is he telling me the story? And then Barda walks up, and we realize that apparently this guy with the cigar was never actually there.
Right.
Like, Mr. Miracle was either talking to nobody or just standing there awkwardly and having the conversation in his head. But and we do see the Thanagarian gauntlets on the ground.
Right.
Wondering, are those actually there, or is Scott seeing them? I don't know. That's kind of what I was
wondering. Yeah, because we also get from Barda, his wife, she's like, remember the cancer in his throat, his mouth, and the cigars? He passed last month. So, again, I guess we should preface saying issue one is kind of, to me at least, is an interpretation I got. You're maybe even justifiably so questioning the mental health of Scott Free, because he's talking to himself. He just attempted suicide. He's in like this really dark space. You know, we're not sure exactly the way that the writers are kind of pulling us right here, but I think this is the first panel that we get four Darkseid mm-hmm. is panels. Like, it's literally taking up half the art now at this point.
And Barda and Scott are having the conversation about the guy not being there.
Right.
Like, as a narration over the top, as mm-hmm. he's just sitting there and, like, just on the couch, and his mother box keeps beeping at him, and he's trying to ignore it, and he finally picks it up, and now we have five dark side panels mm-hmm. and only four regular panels.
Right.
And I'm just going to read this. Scott, this is Orion. There's no time. High Father is dead. It's dark side's work. Dark side's power is growing. I have taken control of the forces of New Genesis. We're organizing a resistance. You and Big Barda are required to come home. So it's war.
Yeah. And then we get this full black page, and all it says in small white text right in the center is
Darkseid is.
And we get a few more panels of Big Barda in her uniform, Mr. Miracle in his, and she's saying, I got a message from Michelle. She's going to check in on the cats, so implying they're going to be gone for a while. Mm-hmm. And then this boom tube opens up. I'm just going to remember that it's very tempting to, when you see a big flash or something and boom, for that to just be like typical comic book onomatopoeia, but it's absolutely like relevant here. Like, this is a boom tube. It means we're about to transport somewhere. And Mr. Miracle looks up at his wife. Oh, yeah, it's also a trait, and they kind of play on it a little bit. They call her Big Barda because she is kind of a big Amazonist mm-hmm. woman. Just, you know, she's powerful in stature. And he looks up at her and says, Barda. And she says, Scott, we have to. And he says, something's wrong. And she says, please, we don't have time. It's the final war. Who knows when he'll attack, what he'll attack. The boom tubes may not work for much longer. And he's just basically saying, everything's wrong. There's something wrong with me. And she's like, we don't have time for this. You have to get across. And he's basically saying, like, he doesn't know how to escape this. Mm-hmm. And she smacks him across the face.
Just like Orion.
Yeah. And she says, stand. And he's like, Barda, stand. And he's like, and so the act goes on. He says, standing. And then instead of hitting him again, she grabs his hand. And she's like, now come. Dark Side awaits. And that's the end of the issue.
Yeah, we have a little, you notice, like, different comic books have the intros and outros in different ways. Yeah. Sometimes it's like just like a big block of text. It's like, this is what's happening. But in this one, it really feels like an old timey TV show or a radio show. Yeah. And we get this at the end. So picture a narrator voice. Mm-hmm. Maybe I'll add a little reverb. No, I won't. That would sound gross. And so it goes on to other satanic and sinister situations simmering with mounting magnitude to juggernaut jousts. Wow, I read that really well.
Good job.
Considering how bad I am at reading. With the super escape artist's greatest adversary, death. He will always be seconds away. Swift, relentless, final. Follow Mr. Miracle. Enter the next trap.
So, end of issue.
Yeah. And you start to realize, like, I feel like those narrations, like, start being more and more, like, not just a radio personality. And they, like, become really important as we go on, at least in my mind, as I was reading the six issues that I read.
Right. Yeah. This one is a heavy comic book, especially if you don't have a lot of context with these characters, because it's...
Yeah. I'll say, like, I am thankful that whenever we started talking about this, Alex told me, hey, I've heard it's really based around the New Gods. So I got on YouTube and I typed in New Gods variant, because there's this really great YouTube channel called Variant that talks about comics all the time. And they have a video that basically gave me the primer, you know, kind of the stuff that Alex talked about. So I watched that and then I started reading, and it was like, cause when he said, yeah, I think the New Gods are important, I was thinking, that Dark Side might pop up. This guy's going to pop up. Right. But it was literally like from the beginning, it's like, if I hadn't known that, I would have been lost. So
yeah, I read this before having much, and I still am not a New Gods historian. There's a sense in this book that Tom King and team are relying on you having some context to actually understand what's going on here. So it's not super forgiving if you're just like, well, I don't know who any of these people are. Why do I have to care about any of them? Once I went and did a little bit of research, who are the New Gods? What's the bullet points? Hit me with the facts. Who are these people? Why is this significant? How do they know each other? How are they related? Everything made way more sense, and suddenly I cared more about the characters. So get online, do some research. Also, if you join our Discord in the DC Comics channel, I added an article from DC's website. They actually have like a DC Comics 101 all about the New Gods. It's a pretty short read, but after I read that, I was like, oh, okay. Suddenly have more context for sure. We are going to move on to another chapter, though, because we have to fix our cameras as that happens. That's a reoccurring theme.
Yeah.
We'll be right back.
Bye.
Sorry about that. I had to do some quick maintenance. We're historically bad about letting a battery run out or forgetting to wipe a memory card, and the fault moves around all the time. Yeah. But it's why you love us. We're endearing with our clumsiness of our recording.
That's a way to put it.
Yeah. You can have some fun in post. You can put whatever you want in that blank space. Just, oh, it's perfect.
It was an escape.
No, just put Dark Side is right over your black text right there. That'll be perfect.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I hope I remember that.
It'll be continuity. Well, you'll be editing and hear this. It makes, we did that on purpose. Forget everything that I said before, apologizing. We just were super smart. So wrapping up, final thoughts on this issue. What do you think so far?
Like I said, I'm glad I knew about New Gods, or else I would have been totally lost and probably not kept reading, you know. It did make me want to go back and read some of the earlier stuff because of comments he makes in passing over the course of it that I'm just like, you can jump into this and feel okay if you know a little bit about New Gods.
Yeah.
But I'm really curious about what, like the timing of all this.
Mm-hmm.
Like, when is it, like, when are the events in the book itself happening in relation to each other?
Right.
Is it all within the same time, or are we like years apart? Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Yeah.
That's kind of my first, that's my thought right now.
I know some things here. I think I can give this a little bit of context. I feel like just going through what we just did, I understand it a little bit better. Like, it helps to kind of just talk through things. And also, I've gone through and read it several times now with the context and without, you know, just to kind of have an idea. So we know that Scott Free was raised on Apocalypse, even though he was the son of Highfather, because there was this exchange that we'll find about later. So he had this kind of dark childhood, and he escaped, as he does, to Earth with the love of his life, Barda. So there's all this really dark, punishing childhood, which we know statistically is kind of can lead to some dark thoughts, which might have led him to try to take his life as his final escape act to see if he could escape this. And through all of this really real Earth human thing that he's experiencing, though, even though he is a god, he's having to put all that aside, put all his mental health aside for the well-being of New Genesis itself and his father who was just killed. So I don't want to dive into it more than that, but I think just that as a prompt kind of invites some very tough questions, you know, like, you taking care of yourself, you taking care of your people, you taking care of your family, how do people look at you regarding all these things and your responsibilities, even in a very difficult time of your own personal life. So there's a lot more story to be told, and I think issue 2 and 3, even alone, they're the most recent ones I reveal, kind of give a little more context on where we're going from there.
Yeah.
Any closing thoughts on issue 1?
No. Like, if you're just listening on the podcast, I strongly encourage you to go pick up this book.
Yep.
The art is really, it adds in so many ways, where it's just like, it puts you in a mind of like, questioning some things just based on the art styles itself that we can't express just two goobers talking about it on microphones.
Yeah, the art is a driving force in all of this Tom King, Mitch Gerard's team stuff that I've seen so far. Like, they don't just rely on the writer to tell the story and hope that the artist can bring some of it to life. Like, it's a storytelling device itself. Cool. Well, we're good boys and prepared our two-man trivia.
So we're ready to jump in right now.
Yeah, we don't have a faster then.
I'm going to start talking and see if one comes out.
And go.
And we are jumping on to the lightning round trivia for Mr. Miracle, where the questions are faster than a boom tube.
Ooh, that's good. Yeah, safe, in the pocket, relevant. Yeah. I like it. Do boom you want to go first?
Sure. I need to figure out exactly how I want to ask this.
Mm-hmm.
I could have gone for the basics, like looking stuff up, but we've watched a whole lot of videos about who and where and everything. So I thought I might save that. If I ask an origin question, I might do it later after I've given Alex a time to forget. So according to CBR.com, Darkseid has a brother. What is his name?
I assume that it's Highfather, but I don't know if that's his name.
No.
Okay, what is it?
According to this, Darkseid has a brother named Infinity Man.
Oh.
I don't know. I didn't look at anything past the actual
cool
thing. But yeah, he's the Forever People.
Awesome.
Something about that.
I did not
New
know
Genesis.
That.
Oh, if, One of the more well-known groups on New Genesis is known as the Forever People, a group of younger New Gods, essentially the superheroes that resembled the hippies of the 60s. Forever People had a power to combine their powers into the Infinity Man. It's like Captain Planet.
Mm-hmm.
So there we go.
Cool. I have a question relating to New Gods as well, and also just a fun fact after whether you get the question right or wrong. The New Gods brought a lot of rich sci-fi and lore and fantasy vibes to DC Comics, especially with the Fourth World things. But there are some things that broke into the DC greater that were kind of more iconic. You know, Boom Tubes being like an example of that sort of thing, or Darkseid breaking out into the world. There is a specific item that was created by the New Gods that has been featured in many a DC comic and movie. Can you tell me what they are?
The Mother Box?
That is correct.
Because I feel like a Mother Box is a couple different things now. Mm-hmm. Like, because Scott had one.
Yeah.
That was basically a walkie-talkie.
Yeah.
To New Genesis. Mm-hmm. But it seems like whenever they show up in like Justice League type things, they are gigantic and super powerful. Yeah. Like on Snyder Cut,
mm-hmm.
seemed like there were only like three of them in existence.
Yeah, maybe that's the because case. Because
there's also, there's mother boxes, there's grandmother boxes, there's like, I think there's things like it, there are many wrinkles,
right?
Many layers to the onion. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's like those dolls that have
the nesting dolls.
Yeah. This is a fun fact about an interesting thing apparently about Scott Free, aka Mr. Miracle's mother box, is that he keeps it in a secret pocket on his right upper arm where it's hidden, which allows him to utilize it in as part of his suit, like utilize the powers of his mother box. So
yeah, I read somewhere he's got all kinds of secret pockets in his
as a escape artist would.
Makes sense.
Yeah. Apparently the mother boxes, I think, have been, it's easiest to compare them to, maybe if not a one-for-one comparison to an Infinity Stone, as far as like they can do some pretty powerful stuff related to reality and space and time and whatnot. That was for you guys. I've been holding that burp and I just decided to let it out. Darkseid is. Cool. So you are up 1-0. That's on the Mr. Miracle lightning round trivia.
It's a miracle.
We'll see if I can escape this deficit.
Houdini.
Scott Free.
I was trying to like a pudding office. take him into custody.
Do you have any closing thoughts?
No.
Wow. Nothing at all. I don't think so either. We stressed this several times. You're going to get the most out of this podcast if you read these comic books. I will argue to the end of time that Marvel Unlimited, DC Infinite, and Comixology are fantastic deals if you plan on reading comics with any sort of frequency.
Yeah, like if I had, let's just use the one that I'm, like the Superman titles that mm-hmm. I'm working my way through right now. It would have been impossible to read all those unless I was literally like, had a pull list back from 2018, and I had a whole stack of them, which, you know, is possible to do. Right. Definitely, I highly encourage you to frequent your local local comic shop, which are often gaming shops too.
Yeah.
Because
got to support the creators. Business.
Yeah, yep. You got to support the creators. But yes, there are so many times when I'm reading things right now that without the digital ease, I would never be able to read the full complete stories.
Yeah. Which I mean, you can hunt down the trades and some of this more recent stuff, or even the floppies if you're mm-hmm. super diligent. But like, for instance, if you're trying to hunt down OG New Gods comics that Jack Kirby wrote, good luck.
Yeah. I was about to lean in and say good luck, but you beat me to it.
Yeah. You're going to have a hard, I mean, it's possible, but you're either going to be hunting for a long time for anything that's in decent quality. If it is in decent quality, it's probably worth some money.
Fortune.
Yeah, you're going to pay a ton for it, and then you're not going to put your greasy mittens all over it.
Yeah.
So there's a good line. I feel like I'm striking a decent balance of supporting, you know, buying some floppies here and there, but also, you know, getting a lot of my a lot of my context with the digital format. So please, we say all that to say, try it out. You know, there's no like contract. You don't have to stay. You can go month to month. I'm like, yeah, I think I'll spend $6 this month to read some comics, or $10 to read comics.
Spend $6 and read 2 comics. You paid for it. Spend $10, read 3 comics.
Yeah.
You've paid for it.
Just drink coffee at home once and you've paid for it.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, that's going to be it for this. Where can they find us on our social media accounts, Drew?
Reach out to us on Twitter at Two Man Comic Book with the number 2, Instagram and Facebook, Two Man Comic Book Club, also the number 2. We beg you, join us on Discord. There is a link in the show notes and in the YouTube description. And if possible, right here, if you're watching YouTube, if you're listening to the podcast, I just pointed at the ceiling. Just wanted you to know that. Do you have thoughts on Mr. Miracle? Have you read it? Do you know things about New Gods? Do you have questions specifically for us? Call 666. Yeah, that's right. I'm starting. Call 662-MAN-FAN-8 and leave a message. That's our two-man hotline. And at some point soon, we're going to try to get into a Patreon. Like I said, if you want to see my escape act,
ooh,
we need to get to $25 per month and I will do a full blown magic show. I'll dig out my magic briefcase with my, how to make a pin float inside a bottle, my escape things, the disappearing handkerchief, some coin tricks that I haven't tried in decades.
And I will record it in a format. What did Doctor Strange say when Thanos was coming? Hither whereunto never seen before. I probably butchered that. Yeah.
That's fine.
Follow us on YouTube, subscribe rather, like us, share our content, please. There's some cool stuff in here. I think a lot of people don't know that they like comic books, or that they would, that it translates well to all of the massive hits that we're seeing on TV. One of the best things you can do is just share with a friend. You can follow me personally on all social media accounts at Alex Wayne Miller. Wayne is W-A-Y-N-E, just like Bruce Wayne. I am Batman, who has done some work with Mr. Miracle in the past. So, Drew, did you plug in your own accounts?
I did not.
Go ahead.
You can find me at Drew Morris Comp on Twitter, Drew Morris Composer, or check out my website, where we're about to unleash an awesome new second year in a row commercial for my music business. DrewMorrisMusic.com.
I just had a bloody brilliant idea as a tier. This one will be probably a pretty high tier. For an undisclosed yet significant amount of money, Drew will likely write you your own superhero theme. If relatively short, it might be just a superhero motif. But you will have your own theme.
Yeah.
If you're interested in that at all, jump online and let us know.
Join the Discord. Yeah. Let us know you're interested, and then we'll get off our lazy patoots and get the Patreon finished.
We'll do it. If there's enough demand, we'll do it. All right. That's been it. Until next time, we'll see y'all later. Dark Side is... The Two Man Comic Book Club podcast is hosted by Alex Miller and Drew Morris. Our guy in the chair is Torrance Watkins. Logos and design work are by Tessa Price. Original theme music and compositions are by Drew Morris.
Recording. Episode 70. Can you believe it?
No.
Chapter 1.
All right, doing the intro.
It was you this time.
It was,
That's the first time ever.
But I was thinking about you doing it. I was like, should I wait and see if he's going to laugh? All right. Mr. Miracle.
Ha!
Yeah, that's nice. That's Walmart nice.